Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
And now it's time for another edition of What Would Jell-O Do? Melted together and ground up in the blender the first time with Renegade Roundtable. My new podcast. Here we go. Here we go with quite a week, too. Quite a couple of weeks. And it's not just here. I mean, compare what's going on here with, for example, what's gone down just recently in attempts to get rid of democracy in Germany and Peru. And now Brazil, too. Elite coup plotters at the top arrested within 2 days. Brazil, too. Yet Merrick Garland appoints Jack Smith special prosecutor for the attempted coup here, and he has this restriction where he can't go after anyone present at the Capitol on January 6th. Why not? It wasn't just the White House or the hotel rooms where the neo-Nazis were. It was all over the place. No Marjorie Taylor Greene, nor Lauren Boebert, or whoever gave the neo-Nazis the tour of the building so they know where to go. Not even Madison Cawthorn, who claimed to the media he'd smuggled guns in his wheelchair under something into the building. He might have been talking out of his head, as he is known to do, but still. Instead of being put away like Prince Heinrich the 13th, who apparently was 17th in line for the throne in Germany, Trump, C. Bannon, Musk, and the rest are openly recruiting and agitating for a much bigger coup attempt because nobody's said no. There's a hell of a lot more to nail these neo-Nazis for than just contempt of Congress. Germany and Peru have been through real fascist dictatorships before. They know how serious this is. They don't want mass political arrests and mass executions again. They don't want any more Adolf Hitlers, Vladimir Putins, Alberto Fujimori's, Bolsonaro president for life, and dirty wars again, ever. And in Brazil, it's not even secret that the mass or organized protests were demanding a military coup, and as did Bolsonaro hinting to them, they didn't do it. And meanwhile, elite donors who still give money to Donald Trump are knowingly financing and backing a second, better organized coup, even if it isn't Dirty Donnie at the top. They want somebody in there, very much including Elon Musk, who says that he wants to eliminate the woke mind virus. Like us? If Trump threatens or even calls for more riots if he gets popped, arrest him for that too. Just like they would anybody on camera from Black Lives Matter, Antifa, or for that matter, myself. But instead, so far, we have the January 6th committee referring Trump to the Justice Department. They still haven't arrested him for obstructing an official proceeding. Ooh, slap that wrist. Conspiracy to defraud the United States. conspiracy to make false statements. God, he does that all the time. Why wait to arrest him for that till now? And insurrection, or at least incite, assist, aid, or comfort an insurrection, comforting the Nazis in the Capitol building. Well, like, look with their, you know, look to see if they can hang Pence or at least kill Pelosi and Ocasio-Cortez, who feared for her life, hiding on the other side of a stall in a bathroom, if I recall. And no, they also were talking, at least the Justice Department, the committee, should at least consider maybe a bigger, more intense insurrection, not unlike what Stuart Rhodes got nailed for. And hopefully it's going to be spending a lot longer time behind bars than just winning on an appeal like Oliver North did and go walking, or just getting pardoned by President DeSantis or President Rubio or President Christie. Don't even think about that. Quote from Jamie Raskin, "Ours is not a system of justice where the foot soldiers go to jail and the masterminds and ringleaders get a free pass." Oh, really? Just ask North, Caspar Weinberger, Robert Gates, or any other Contragate people, Richard Nixon, who got pardoned. I hope Jamie's right. It's a nice thought, but Trump is actually, Liz Cheney said he's the worst version of his supporters. I love that. He did say in the 2016 campaign, one day, there shouldn't even be elections. The Trumps are not royalty who's above the law. They are a crime family. Just like the Bush family, only worse, they are a crime family. And as far as they're concerned, it is RICO Act time, and it is law overdue. You know, racketeer-influenced corrupt organizations like you nail mobsters and drug cartels, they are their own corruption cartel. The January 6th committee also hints that Ivanka should go down for lying to that committee, but if they have to refer that to the House Ethics Committee, look who's going to be running that now. Quote, "Our country is not ready for a prosecution from a former president. It can't take it. It never will be. There might be riots in the streets. There might be more January 6th. Well, that's already here. How are we going to stop more of them and tamp this down? I mean, oh, we can't take it, therefore it doesn't matter. No one is ever ready for super traumatic shit stuff like an unexpected death of somebody dear to you or full heavy-duty cancer treatments, heart attacks. These things happen. And when this shit and something this horrible happens, it is not enough to wipe it off the floor with a few picker paper upper towels. You gotta wipe the furniture of the whole damn racket and completely disinfect and wipe the whole pathogen out. Dirty Donnie Trumpamuck is merely the grifter in chief. You need to get all the other grifters and the Nazis and the coup groupies and others who want us dead. We can't let this happen. And just why did half a dozen Congress cooks hit Trump up for a pardon on January 5th, the day before? Mo Brooks, Louis Gohmert, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, it wasn't even Congress yet, maybe I got that name wrong, Scott Perry, Andy Biggs, they knew they were guilty as hell of how many crimes exactly? What crimes were they already begging for pardons for? It is more dangerous not to go after the Trumpsies and lock them up. Michael Flynn, Rudy Giuliani, Jared Kushner, Stephen Miller, and for that matter, Elon Musk and Peter Thiel and his ventriloquist puppet Mark Zuckerberg for their role in all this by deliberately making people reactionary and stupid with their algorithms that they should long ago have been forced to reveal to the public. And Mrs. and Mr. Clarence Thomas, Brett Kavanaugh, now Samuel Alito, you could impeach them all for corruption and lying under oath right now. And of course, just plain pissing all over their sworn oath to honor and defend our Constitution instead of trying to destroy it six ways to Sunday. Don't wait to impeach. Arrest them. This damn near happened in the 60s, actually, with a Supreme Court Justice Lyndon Johnson nominated to take over for Earl Warren as Chief Justice named Abe Fortas. Then that ran into trouble. New president, and Abe Fortas then got linked to a financier with some problems named under investigation for securities fraud named Lewis Wolfson. Kind of tiny compared to what the Trump-amuck people and even some of the Democrats do every day now, as Watergate has become the new normal and has been for decades. But in this case, a law and order attorney general that Nixon put in named John Mitchell gave Fortas one day to resign on the spot, and he did it. Walked out. The same John Mitchell who later went to prison for his role in Watergate and should have gone to prison for a lot of other things, for his role in killing Black Panthers and harassing dissidents and all kinds of other Nixon crimes and all. The John Mitchell so brilliantly portrayed by Sean Penn in that series that primarily it was about his wife Martha Mitchell. That one, yeah. It's not just January 6th, people. All these other crimes on a scale not even seen with Ronald Reagan, let alone Richard Nixon or even W. Bush, going on pretty much from the get-go when the Trump-amuck people got in and the crime families took over and everything. You can't just wipe that under the rug and say, okay, January 6th, we'll tie it in a bow, done. No. These other people need to be done too, or they are going to rise in power, not just with the next Republican regime, but in the meantime, all little organizations they're starting, from Steve Bannon to Stephen Miller to the rest. Corruption and bribery. Again, where do you begin? I feel I'm going to leave out a lot of names because there's so many of them, but here's a few. Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Lara Trump, Ivanka Trump, who along with Jared Kushner scammed no less than $640 million in all the enterprises they had going on, partly with things like the Trump Hotel, did other Trump family businesses and things. $640 million. That's a big-ass pile of bribes. Melania Trump, Rudy Giuliani, Alex Azar, Louis DeJoy, who's still in the Postal Service, running, or should I say, ruining the whole thing. And he also owns a private shipping company that he'd love to make a lot bigger if he could wipe out the Postal Service. Yeah, nobody pays attention to that. Why hasn't he been fired? Scott Pruitt of the Environmental Destruction Agency, Protection Agency. You don't hear him talking about running for president anymore, but he should be sitting there in jail for all this stuff. The $40,000 cone of silence phone booth, all the favors from mining companies, drilling companies, wiping out national monuments, everything. Ryan Zinke, too, the Secretary of the Interior, another one. Elaine Chao, Secretary of Transportation and Mrs. Mitch McConnell, why would a woman who just gutted the Labor Department as the most anti-worker Secretary of Labor in American history when W. put her in there, what would she want with transportation? She didn't care about trains, cars, pollution, anything. Oh, yes, she does. Shipping. Great big container ship shipping. Where needs to be a lot less pollution coming out of those ships, as well as all the bilge and crap they discharge and invasive species they help transport around the world. That's got to be addressed, but it certainly wasn't by Elaine Chao. No, because her family owns one of the big shipping container ship companies, Foremost Shipping. Her father, James Chao, started it. Her sister, Angela Chao, runs it to this day. And when Trump-a-muck went to China or other little trade missions, she always tagged along and got her own private meeting with Xi Jinping to probably discuss business and all for Daddy and Sister and Elaine's shipping company. The Inspector General just released a report saying, Justice Department, you really need to look into Elaine Chao, Michael Flynn, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Matthew Whitaker, who was Attorney General for a hot minute and still scammed, Mike Pompeo, of course, and then with Jared Kushner, who I still think is the most evil creature of all the people in this whole big nest of murder hornets or whatever, even worse than Dirty Donnie, and he's a lot younger and he ain't stopping, especially after he got a $2 billion gift, they call it, from Prince Mohammed bin Salman, MBS, the new emperor of Saudi Arabia. That money for Jared's new investment fund. That didn't come for free. And it makes me wonder about the announcements when Jared was one of the big go-betweens with Saudi Arabia, that they were going to start selling them nuclear secrets and things for supposedly power plants. But yeah, Iran has made good use of that. And Pakistan made good use of that. And the Saudis would love to make use of something like that and may now already have it, thanks to a cool $2 billion paid to Jared Kushner. Trump regime, you look even at the littler ones, it was one big side hustle. And let's not forget hush money to porn stars, violating the emoluments clause about accepting gifts from foreign dignitaries and everybody else through funneling it and laundering it through money paid to that Trump hotel in D.C. that lost all this money anyway, and money where they stay at his golf courses, overcharging Secret Service agents to stay at rooms at his golf courses just to protect Trump while he played golf. Boy, that must have been a fun thing, watching that all day and stuff. The financing of Trump's little social media site, Truth Social, that's already another cesspool. Got to keep going with that. Tax evasion? Well, not just these new returns that got released, folks, and he didn't pay money for the last 2 years at all when he was president. Remember the $75 million fine he got hit with for previous irregularities in his taxes before he became president? He never paid it. With interest, it's up to $100 million. How about just enforcing the law and collecting it and all? Then there's all the long history of partnering with mobsters, clear back to who got the contracts to put up Trump Tower and put up those casino hotels in Atlantic City, one of which was called the Taj Mahal, and since went belly up and even got leveled and all. Yeah, they needed mob money just to get through and get permits for all that and make it go, you know, hire the right people, so to speak. And then there were the new golf courses and country clubs he was opening up after the rest of the country suffered the crash of 2008. Nobody was lending money to anybody, especially not to him. They ask in golf magazines, I was either Don Jr. or Eric Trump or both in different publications, well, how are you getting the money to make all of these when nobody else is getting the capital for this at all? Oh, we don't need American banks, which won't lend to them anyway. We use Russian banks. Russian banks. How do you get to be a great big Russian bank that could give tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, or even billions, to the Trump-a-muck family, who has a history of losing it all and not paying back bank loans? Well, you get to be that big a bank as being mob. You don't get to be a bank unless you're mob in Russia. And of course, it's no big secret that the head of the Russian mob ain't one of them oligarchs whose yachts were taking away. It's Vladimir Putin himself, which also might explain why Trump is so scared of that guy and will do anything for him, because he didn't pay them back either, just like he burned the American banks, they wouldn't lend to him anymore. Just like he burned Deutsche Bank, still owes them $300-400 million, somewhere in there, never paid it. He didn't think he'd have to pay Russia either. Oh, yes, you do. At the very least, you must do everything I say. And besides, I don't just need to call in the loan, so it's Putin Tower and you're locked out of Mar-a-Lago and you can just stare in the window as me and my oligarch friends frolic around with the best prostitutes in the world, or so I claim. Yeah, more to it than that. You don't do what I say, I can poison you anytime, anywhere, and poison Ivanka too. Ha 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 ha. You can run and get food at McDonald's from your limo all you want. I'll still find a way to get you, and you know it. Ma, ha, 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 ha. Yeah. And then, another way he helps Putin and the oligarchs is money laundering on a huge scale. 9-figure scale of money laundering. For example, he had another mansion in Florida on the water besides Mar-a-Lago, bought it for $40 million, left it empty, never even let his kids move in, and then sold it right before he became president for a cool $100 million. A lot more than that place was worth. Who bought it? A Russian oligarch. I think it was Oleg Deripaska, if memory serves right. I don't know if he ever moved in either, but it's a great way to launder mob money if you can just put it all through the Trump family into their many enterprises and shell companies to this day. And then, last May, get ready for this one. I wish this had been reported more. Well, now I'm trying to get it out there. Dirty Donnie Trump amok escaped by only one or two little hairs down below in the short hairs from being nailed by the Federal Election Commission for the mother of all election fraud and money laundering scams. And the only reason they didn't nail him was because the commission itself deadlocked 3-3 between 3 Trump zombies and 3 people from the actual human race. And it just died on whether to nail Dirty Donnie for, ready for this one, laundering $617 million of public donations to his 2020 campaign fund he never even spent, and instead it got passed over to a series of little shell companies created by none other than Jared Kushner, who then funneled the money slowly back out through other companies and funneled the money back out to members of the Trump family. That's how big the steal is. The Campaign Legal Center sued the Federal Election Commission over this in March. I don't know where that lawsuit is, because this whole massive theft by Trump of his own supporters has not been a threat in the media at all. But shouldn't Jared and the Don on down be in jail for this one right now? Tax evasion. Not just Donald Trump, Melania Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Ivanka Trump, Eric Trump, the Trump Organization, Jared Kushner, Charlie Kushner, his father, who already did 2 years in prison for it once when he was prosecuted by a U.S. attorney named Chris Christie. That's why he didn't get to be vice president in the end. Kimberly Guilfoyle. And then further tax evasion, if anybody connected to domestic terrorism has any kind of tax-deductible 501c3 so-called charity organizations that are financed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Financing them. This would be particularly interesting with the National Rifle Association, as well as the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the Three Percenters, the Boogaloo Boys, traditional Ku Klux Klan and white power people. Where are they getting their money? And they're all evading taxes just as surely as Al Capone. Yeah. Vote fraud. Where do we begin? The reason they howl about vote fraud so much is because they commit far more of it than any person of color or somebody who might vote twice in an election or not know they can't vote because it's a felony conviction, you can't do it in that state. It's the opposite. You know, the big vote fraud, of course, was getting George W. Bush into the White House in the first place. And three of the lawyers who worked on that for the W campaign are now on the Supreme Court. John Roberts, Brett Kavanaugh, I can't remember who the other one was, but they're on there now. Well, more vote fraud. Brian Kemp, governor of Georgia, for rigging three elections now on a Jim Crow scale that no other governor has quite done yet, not even Abbott in Texas or DeSantis in Florida. This is what's documented in the vigilante movie that Greg Palast just put out. Brian Kemp should be in prison for a very long time. Mark Meadows. This is great. They've discovered Mark Meadows was registered, when he was in Congress, was registered to vote in three different states at once. Cross-check didn't flag him, but the public did. Virginia, South Carolina, and of course, North Carolina, where he was the Congress creature for some poor victims of conservative district, where the address he used was a mobile home he did not own and never lived in. Yeah. And all the stolen elections because of the interstate cross-check scam that put Trump in 2016 and a bunch of Tea Party crackpots like Ron Johnson got new terms and they were supposed to lose just in time to form the majority to put, yes, Brett Kavanaugh, Neil Gorsuch, and Amy I Can't Bear It on the Supreme Court to tip it to a 6-3 majority of right-wing extremists. Yeah, that's the real vote fraud. And it dwarfs few people who actually did vote twice, which is very rare. The ballot bandits need to be held to account and put away. Obstruction of justice. Donald Trump. William Barr for what he did in tanking the Robert Mueller report and not really going after anybody except the people Mueller had already charged. For crying out loud, I've said this before, Garland, Biden, I hope somebody in that Justice Department read the Mueller report and has reopened that investigation where Mueller laid out four counts of obstruction of justice, at the very least, on Dirty Donnie Trump amok. And he was just supposed to investigate Trump. That was his special prosecutor mandate. What about Don Jr.? What about Jared Kushner, who demanded his own place in the Russian embassy for direct contact with the Russians? What about all the other people involved in that scam, from Michael Flynn to Giuliani to even Eric Prince, Betsy DeVos's brother, and more infamously, the founder of that rogue private terrorist group called Blackwater, or whatever it's called now? He was involved in this too. Yeah, maybe there really wasn't direct collusion between Donald Trump and the Russians to steal the 26th election, but his son was involved, six ways to Sunday. His son-in-law was way deep involved, all the way down the Paul Manafort's, the Roger Stones, they still could nail them on the big crimes. And that big crime is espionage. Not just failing to register an agent for a foreign power, but out and out treason. Treason in the, you know, in the collaboration, whatnot, with the Russians on this, these stuffs. And however Putin was running Trump. Treason. Donald Trump. Donald Trump Jr. Jared Kushner, including what he's been doing with the Saudis. Michael Flynn, who wasn't just acting as a Russian agent, he was acting as an agent for the dictator of Turkey, involved in a failed scam that got abandoned to kidnap the leading critic of Erdogan, who lives in Pennsylvania, and send him back to Turkey, where he probably would be dead by now. Espionage, treason, Eric Prince, Robert Stone, Paul Manafort, Steve Bannon, Giuliani, Devin Nunes was involved in this too, and not just with all the cover-ups he was doing in Congress. He was bringing all the data that he could get out of Mueller and the others straight to the Trump White House. Ron Johnson was involved too. And yeah, there was a bunch of indictments from Russian agents on the other end, including military and oligarch types. Why not indict Putin, too? Why not indict MBS, too? You may never be able to arrest them, but for crying out loud, put it on record. This was not just some Falcon and the Snowman bumbling spy sell a few secrets of the Soviet scheme. And Ethel and Julius Rosenberg were executed for far less. This is full Benedict Arnold. Benedict Arnold Trump. You know, we've all know Benedict Arnold was, or so we think. We had to memorize the name. He betrayed us when we were the revolution against the British and all that, and got hung for it. No postage stamp for you, dude. But what exactly did Benedict Arnold really do? Benedict Arnold was George Washington's trusted major general in the Continental Army, and he, of all people, got caught plotting to turn tail and surrender one of the most important forts we had at that point in West Point, where the Army Academy is now, and just turn the whole thing over to the British. And no, he wasn't hung, just his number two was, who got caught, and then Benedict Arnold got away with it. Slunk away, probably on a horse like Paul Revere in the middle of the night, and the next thing you know, he has defected to the British Army, who made him a brigadier general in the British Army for the Redcoats, leading them into several battles against the very soldiers he used to command, and then he betrayed, killing many of them. That's who Benedict Arnold really was. He lived many years after that in Great Britain, hanging out nice and comfortable, where he's buried there somewhere. And then there's also failure so far to use military law, like dereliction of duty. When he pulled the scam on January 6th and all the little things tilting to Putin and all, Donald Trump was commander-in-chief of all our armed forces. Commander-in-chief, which makes him essentially the main soldier, derelict in his duty to even protect our own Capitol building on January 6th, and instead egging people on when he wasn't throwing his spaghetti against the wall when things didn't go his way. Chad Wolf, the guy he had in at that point, Department of Homeland Security, and his number two, who's a very dangerous guy on a Chris Kobach level, Ken Cuccinelli, also a really nasty anti-immigrant guy, they were the ones who helped delete texts and failed to alert the Washington, D.C. Police Department that they expected 100,000 people on January 6th, and they expected them to be armed and didn't tell the Washington, D.C. police about that. That's dereliction of duty. What about Puerto Rico after hurricane whatever it was that just demolished the place early in Trump's term? That's dereliction of duty. destroying documents and not just Dirty Donnie. Although if they nail him for that, he is disqualified from ever holding public office again, which makes the Mar-a-Lago raid a very, very important part of the two-pronged special prosecutor thing that Jack Smith is looking into. My God, you better nail that dude. It's obvious what's going on. Stealing all those classified documents they keep finding around and around Mar-a-Lago and failing to find, except for empty folders. Shouldn't Trump be locked up without bail for that right now? That's treason. I mean, and again, what went on with Jared Kushner and nuclear secrets to the Saudis, if they do connect, and I think they do, that's big-ass treason, too, if we've got another nuclear threat in the Persian Gulf and all. And then, dereliction of duty. We also, of course, have, again, Chad Wolf, Ken Cuccinelli, in regards to the missing texts from the Secret Service agents around Dirty Donnie on January 6th. Did he try to strangle the one driving him? Did he not? Well, there's much more than that, because they all knew that a coup plot was on and didn't try to stop it. And then the top aide that Trump had on detail from the Secret Service, Tony Ornato. Well, Ornato was also behind the plot to kidnap Mike Pence, take him to Sanders Air Force Base for his own safety, but not just for his own safety. Pence refused to go because he knew that he would be prevented from doing his job that day and certifying the election. That was a kidnapping plot, and Ornato was in on it. Maybe Bobby Engel, the head of the Trump's security detail, and of course, destroying all those texts, goes straight up to James Murray, Trump's head of the whole Secret Service. More crimes. And the Inspector General for the Secret Service, Joseph Scafari, he was in on it too. Sat on his hands and quit hunting for those missing texts entirely. People say, oh, Secret Service heads need to roll. That's not enough. You've got to roll them like bowling balls all the way into their own cells in federal prison. You can't just fire them. They need to be put away. Then we have good old-fashioned civil rights violations. What about hate crimes? Nailing some of these people for hate crimes, starting with your friend and mine, Kyle Rittenhouse. Rittenhouse, you know, he got acquitted in the city court by a very biased judge, but that doesn't protect him from hate crimes charges and does not protect his mother from it either, who drove him and his gun to that rally knowing what he intended to do and was totally in on it. And all them white supremacist January 6th dudes beating the crap out of cops of color at the Capitol building, outside, inside, on January 6th, yelling racial slurs at them. You beat the crap out of somebody, complete with racial slurs, that is a federal hate crime. Put them away. Right now, instead, the Proud Boys continue to beat up gay people, protesters they don't like, and now they are even doing organized attacks on drag queen story time events at public libraries, and yes, they are armed. These are hate crimes. Where's the Southern Poverty Law Center when you need them? You know, they're the ones who sued the Klan in Mobile, Alabama, and the Aryan Nations clear out of existence. 80s, 90s, why aren't they suing Rittenhouse and the people surrounding him and making him a little pop star and suing the Proud Boys? Why aren't they doing that as well as certain cops who pretty openly are killing people just because they are African American or brown? Then we have rape. Donald Trump, Brett Kavanaugh, Matt Gaetz, and considering that She was there too with Jeffrey Epstein. There's photos of, you know, Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, Donald Trump, and then this woman looking all pouty like she thinks she's in Motley Crue something. That is Melania Knaus, the model that Trumpamuck had the hots on, married later, and thought she was so cool, he brought her to Epstein's games. What was her role in those games? Was she helping Ghislaine Maxwell defile teenage girls too? Might want to look into that. Might want to look into that because this also falls under the worst of these crimes of all, crimes against humanity. The kind of war crimes, genocide crimes that could get Xu hauled before the International Criminal Court, except we're not members of it, to protect everybody from Henry Kissinger to Donald Rumsfeld to all these people now. The sexual assaults, the murders going on at our southern border, and what is it, 10, 20, 30, 40,000 counts at least of felony kidnapping of all these migrants we round up and put in those camps and separated their children from them, some of whom still haven't been united with their families even now. That's a crime against humanity. Those were concentration camps. Again, crimes against humanity, felony kidnapping by the tens of thousands of counts. Donald Trump, Jared Kushner, who was in on the plan, helping Stephen Miller, his buddy, Jeff Sessions, William Barr, and what about that gynecologist, Dr. Mahendra Amin, who they have now exposed, one of the immigration detention centers in Georgia, the Irvine County Detention Center. He did hysterectomies on 57 different refugee women, 57 of them, all of color, and didn't tell them what he was up to. Oh, we need to fix something else. And then they'd wake up later and find they could never have babies or anything. 57 women. That is Hitler stuff. That is Dr. Mengele stuff. That is Auschwitz stuff. That is Buchenwald, Dachau stuff. Right here in our own country. And there's the reports of a few mass graves, too. Why isn't that guy in jail and with no bail whatsoever? Then, crimes against humanity. 100,000, 200,000, 300,000, 400,000, 500,000 wrongful deaths of COVID-19 that could have been prevented because Dirty Donnie sat on his hands, embraced quacks, and didn't take the steps that other countries did right when it first hit the fan because Jared Kushner took it over and said, no, 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 we have to let the market decide this because then I can figure out how I can personally scam on PPEs and every personal protective equipment and vaccines and medications, and I can make money off of mass death from the COVID-19 pandemic plague. One of his buddies, your own Orrin Pines, got $69 million for PPE equipment and never delivered any of it and stole the money. What about him? Or Adam Baylor, his college roommate, who also apparently stole millions of dollars. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, he had to get in on it too. He acted as a gatekeeper for PPE equipment that we needed getting shipped to China so he could scam on that, maybe with Elaine Chao, who knows. The bottom line is this. With all of that, you got to go after all of them, like they did with the Watergate crooks for the most part, except for Tricky Dick. Two attorney generals went down for that, not just John Mitchell, but Richard Kleindienst, who I guess didn't go to prison. You see what I'm saying? Back when we actually enforced our own laws instead of huffing and puffing about law and order and harassed people for being of color or smoking weed or something. Basically, there's a lot more than January 6th. And damn it, if Dirty Donnie Trumpamuck is not in cuffs and in orange, not just his hair, by the end of 2023. The whole Biden administration and agenda, such as it is, are all going out. And the House and the Senate are going to go down too. Then what? I mean, forget trying to ban TikTok. This is serious, especially when there's so much money and so many extremists involved. I take it seriously when Elon Musk, who's turning Twitter into a giant neo-Nazi, digital neo-Nazi or white supremacist organization, he did grow up a rich white kid in apartheid South Africa, after all. But he's talking about wiping out the woke mind virus and using all these different hate mongers and gun freaks to help do it. That means us. That means me. That means you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.